You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
In only 2 days, you can move your career further, faster with a Harvard DCE Professional and Executive Development Program. Advance your leadership skills, craft smarter business strategies, build your network, and move your career in the right direction. You'll earn a certificate of completion, add Harvard to your CV, and become the leader you want to be. Our intensive programs are designed to fit into your busy schedule. Attend online or on the Harvard campus. Search Harvard Professional and Executive Development to learn more.
Good morning, theater lover, and happy summer. I'm Mark Peikert, editor-in-chief of Playbill, and you are listening to Today in Theater History for the week of July 27th through August 2nd. July 27th, 1982, Little Shop of Horrors begins what will ultimately be a 2,209 performance run at Off-Broadway's Orpheum Theater. The Alan Menken Howard Ashman musical stars Lee Wilkoff and Ellen Green, and the 1986 film version of the musical, directed by Frank Oz, stars Rick Moranis, with Green reprising her stage role as Audrey. In 2000, Nathan Lane stars as Sheridan Whiteside, and Gene Smart stars as Lorraine Sheldon in a revival of the Moss Hart and George S. Kaufman play, The Man Who Came to Dinner, opening at the Roundabout Theater Company's new Broadway house, the American Airlines Theater. July 28, 1920, two of Broadway's greatest songwriting talents make their mainstream debuts, lyricist Lawrence Hart, age 25, and composer Richard Rodgers, age 18, open their first musical, Poor Little Ritz Girl, at the Central Theater. An Evening with Jerry Herman opens at Broadway's Booth Theater in 1998, featuring the composer himself, along with Florence Lacey and Leroy Reams. Second Stage Theater presents Cheryl L. West's Jar the Floor in 1999. The cast of the play, about four generations of African-American women, features Regina Taylor, Irma P. Hall, and Lynn Thigpen. Marion McClinton directs the off-Broadway production. Ghosts of the McCarthy Era and playwright Arthur Miller's doomed marriage to a certain blonde movie star haunt a major revival of Miller's After the Fall at Roundabout Theater Company. Opening July 29, 2004, the production stars Peter Krause, Carla Gugino, and Jessica Hecht, directed by Michael Mayer, who wove together the best from various versions of Miller's script. Will Chase, Adam Heller, Amy Spanger, and Kelly Sullivan are among troupers in the world premiere stage musical Robin and the Seven Hoods, a new musical, opening July 30, 2010 at the Old Globe in San Diego. Inspired by the Frank Sinatra movie of the same name, the production is directed and choreographed by Casey Nicolaw. Marcus Gardley's The House That Will Not Stand opens in 2018 at New York Theater Workshop. Directed by Liliana Blaine Cruz and inspired by Lorca's The House of Bernarda Alba, the play follows a widow and her three eligible daughters, all free women of color, on the eve of Louisiana being passed over to the United States. Judy Garland is At Home at the Palace, starting July 31st, 1967, for a four-week engagement at the famed theater. During the performance, Garland introduces her protégés, Joey and Lorna Luft. Talk about a writer's revenge! Joseph Bush, who adapted De Sade Illustrated at Off-Broadway's Bowery Theater, wreaks havoc on the set in 1969, spreading white paint all over it. His reason? A nude scene he doesn't approve of has been added. Brenda Braxton, Clevant Derricks, Reginald Vell Johnson, and Lynn Thigpen are among the denizens of Wonderland in But Never Jam Today, Vinette Carroll's all-black adaptation of Lewis Carroll's classic Alice in Wonderland, at the Long Acre Theater, opening today in 1979. A revised version of the musical revue What's a Nice Country Like You, doing in a state like this, opens in 1985 at Off-Broadway's Actors Playhouse. Missy Baldino, Jane Brucker, Steve Mulch, Hugh Panero, and Rob Resnick sing music by Gary Hoffman and lyrics by Ira Gassman. A musical in which puppets are the main characters? It may sound crazy, but the PG-13 rated musical, Avenue Q, opens at the Golden Gate Theater in 2003, confounding skeptics with an eyebrow-raising run that brings it the 2004 Tony Award as Best Musical. It stays on Broadway for 2,534 performances. A Broadway revival of Andrew Lloyd Webber's record-breaking musical Cats opens in 2016 at the Neil Simon. Chart-topping British pop star Leona Lewis plays the role of Grisabella the Glamour Cat, the role originally created in London by Elaine Page, and subsequently on Broadway by Betty Buckley. August 1st, 1921, is opening night of the popular farce Getting Gertie's Garter, about a young man who gives a woman a jeweled garter, then schemes to get it back before his fiancée finds out. Joe DiPietro and Jimmy Roberts team up to bring I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change, to Off-Broadway in 1996, the show that explores the entire spectrum of male-female relationships, from dating to in-laws, ultimately closes on July 27, 2008, after 5,003 performances. After a hiatus of several weeks, Tony-winning theater favorites Bernadette Peters and Elaine Stritch reopen the acclaimed Tony-nominated revival of Stephen Sondheim and Hugh Wheeler's A Little Night Music at the Walter Kerr Theater in 2010. Peters and Stritch succeed Catherine Zeta-Jones and Angela Lansbury, respectively, in the roles of actor Desiree Armfelt and her worldly wise mother, Madame Armfelt. Bring It On, the pop-fueled musical inspired by the popular film franchise about rival cheerleading teams, opens on Broadway at the St. James Theater in 2012. The show has a book by Jeff Witte, music by Tom Kitt and Lin-Manuel Miranda, and lyrics by Amanda Green and Miranda. Directed and choreographed by Andy Blankenbuehler, the cast includes 30 actors making their Broadway debuts, including Taylor Lauterman, Adrian Warren, and Ariana DeBose. On August 2, 1944, Mae West adds to the wartime summer heat with her body comedy, Catherine Was Great. She also stars in the play, opposite Jean Berry, which runs 191 performances. At the peak of her fame, Saturday Night Live comedian Gilda Radner recreates some of her most popular characters in 1979's Gilda Radner Live from New York, which plays 51 performances at the Winter Garden. In 2009, dance revue Burn the Floor, boasting an eclectic mix of champion dancers, opens on Broadway at the Longacre. And in 2014, Chita Rivera stars in a new staging of the Candor and Ebb musical The Visit, based on the 1956 play about a scorned woman who returns to her impoverished town seeking the ultimate revenge. John Doyle directs the streamlined 95-minute version of the musical at the Williamstown Theater Festival, which transfers to Broadway the following year. For more theater history, visit playbill.com. And for more great podcasts, visit BroadwayPodcastNetwork.com.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com, and of course, stay gold.